This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The 39th president has a little advice for number 44.
I think that the best proposal would be, best approach would be for President Obama to draft what he thinks is a superlative approach to the whole thing, and then take that proposal, which would be his, directed to the people and try to convince the people, both Democrats and Republicans, this is the best approach.
President Jimmy Carter reflects on the divisions in Congress and the possibilities for peace in the Middle East. President, Nobel Peace Prize winner, humanitarian, and incredibly prolific author, Jimmy Carter joins us on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. You have made it. It's Friday, September 2nd. John Hockenberry's out this week. Let's get started with the news. Economy, from housing to jobs, is all the dominating in the news this morning. First, let's start with a lawsuit. The U.S. government plans to sue a dozen big banks. That includes Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase. Our partner, The New York Times, reports the federal agency that oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will accuse the banks of misrepresenting the quality of mortgage-backed securities. The government hopes to recoup the billions of dollars in taxpayer money that it used to bail Fannie and Freddie out when those securities lost value during the housing market collapse 3 years ago. We still haven't bounced back from that collapse, as you may have noticed. 2011 is on pace to be the worst year on record for new home sales. There's also a new White House forecast out that predicts no bounce back in the economy as a whole either. The report says unemployment will likely stay at the current 9% level through next year and won't return to the 5% range until the year 2017. You can mark that on your calendars. Later this morning, the unemployment numbers for August will be released. Analysts expect the economy added 90,000 jobs last month. That's a slight drop from July, nowhere near the 250,000 jobs that are needed to bring the unemployment rate down. White House spokesman Jay Carney says President Obama will lay out his roadmap for getting Americans back to work next week.
The sideshows don't matter. The economy matters. The American people matter. Jobs matter. And that's what we're focused on.
One bright light in all the gloom, White House Budget Director Jacob Lew says this year's deficit is $300 billion less than previously estimated. President Obama has declared Vermont a major disaster area that frees up federal funds for residents like Joe Mayotte.
We don't know what to do. Everything that we owned was in there. We have no checking account and we have no savings account. We're just going from one day to the next.
Overall, nearly a million people still without power. A tropical storm system is expected to drop between 15 and 20 inches of rain this weekend along the Gulf Coast from Mississippi to Texas. Louisiana has already declared a state of emergency. Let's turn now to Libya. World leaders pledged $15 billion in financial and humanitarian aid to the new Libyan government. That was at that conference in Paris yesterday. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton attended the conference.
What happens in the coming days will be critical. And the international community has to help the Libyan people get it right.
This morning, there was yet another defiant message sent from somewhere an undisclosed location. That's the voice of Muammar Gaddafi urging his supporters to continue the fight and against what he calls the international occupation of Libya. A new study says firefighters at the World Trade Center site after the September 11th attacks are 19% more likely to develop cancer than those who were not serving there. And a federal appeals court rules the Justice Department cannot hold immigrants who are fighting deportation for years without bail hearings. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 11,493. The S&P at 1,204. The Nasdaq at 2,219. Well, months of protests have rocked this country. It's one of the bloodiest uprisings in the Middle East. Not Libya, Syria. We're going to talk to one of the very few Western journalists who's actually reported from inside the country. And many communities around the East Coast are still underwater at this point. We're going to look at how the billions in flood insurance claims could be funded by taxpayers and why. That's later this hour. First, though, conversation with President Jimmy Carter. He's got a little advice for our current president.